The Hoosier Talk podcast is sponsored by Wabash Media. We create websites that work for you. WabashMedia.com.
And welcome to the HoosierTalk.com podcast brought to you by MarketIndiana.com. We're here today with Rick Fowler of the RickFowlerTeam.com insurance agency, a shelter agent in Terre Haute on Ohio Boulevard, Ohio Street.
Yes, 1318 Ohio Street.
All right. How are you doing today, Rick?
I'm fantastic. How about you, Wayne?
Doing all right. So you have been in the insurance game for how long?
Just a little over 2 years.
Two years.
It's been a big learning curve. There's so much to learn in insurance, but I love it.
Yes. He loves insurance. Okay. We're going to come back to that for another story.
Yeah.
So what were you doing before you did insurance?
I was in the automotive service repair field for dealerships for about 45 years.
Wow.
Managing technicians, helping customers with their automotive service needs, training people, training service advisors and technicians and so forth. So it was a great career, but I wanted to do something different.
So this is a complete different jump, isn't it?
It really was almost a 360 turnaround there.
Wow. What's the best thing that you like about doing insurance?
Well, in the similarity to the previous 45 years with automotive, I think it's more the people contact. It's being helping people help people. Sometimes they don't always know what they need, just like they don't always know what's wrong with their car. They may not always know what level of insurance or what type of insurance they may need for their particular household. So it's a matter of knowing how to work into those needs and helping the customers and working with their budgets too to be able to help them.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
What is a common myth about the insurance industry?
I would probably say the number one common myth is, I just can't afford it. It's too expensive.
Unaffordable, too expensive.
In actuality, when I get a chance to sit down and show them, it's actually not. It's just a matter of how you put the packages together for the customer.
Wow.
You got to listen to the customer and figure out their needs, do a needs analysis, and then work with those needs.
What is it that got you involved in life insurance sales?
I would say during the pandemic, during COVID, the need for people in the automotive industry became very great. It was very hard to hire people. So at that point, because I couldn't hire people, I needed to do something different. So what could be that one thing that I was passionate about? Helping people, and then turn that into an opportunity to be able to continue doing that, but just in a different fashion. So insurance became an opportunity. Shelter approached me and said, your people skills, I think, might really work well in the insurance industry. If we could show you what that might look like, give you the training that you will need to be able to understand insurance needs for people. They approached it as just a good opportunity for me, and they were right.
Wow, that's great. Yes, I mean, in the past, I had sold insurance before, and yes, it definitely is a tool that definitely helps people for sure. I think sometimes a lot of people don't see that, but like you said, you know, you have to show people how affordable that really is and how that actually can help someone. What is your philosophy about life insurance?
About life insurance, I'm very passionate about it because I believe, I don't call it life insurance, Wayne. What I call life insurance, I call it love insurance. Because really, it's showing the love to your family that in the event something were to happen to you, if you didn't come home tomorrow after going to work, are they taken care of? Are you doing something about that? And so, love insurance is life insurance, and we just roll that into a package that will work for their family. We look at I love going through what we call a life needs analysis, and life basically stands for L for loans, I is for replacement income, F is for the final expenses, and E is basically for any other expenses or any other expenditures that you might feel might be need to be taken care of. Let's even say a child's education, if something were to happen to you, those funds might be there for that child to be able to continue on even though you aren't there to be with them. So it's a way to carry on your life if in the event you weren't there.
Wow, yeah. That definitely is a fantastic way to go about it. What's your ultimate goal in the life insurance industry or insurance industry? Because you sell all lines, right? You sell everything, or is it just life?
I do. I pretty much sell auto, home, life, commercial, anything business-wise and like that. I'm able to help a lot of small businesses with their insurance needs. But my ultimate goal, of course, is to make sure that all of their needs are going to be met in the event of your worst day happening, in the event of a house fire, in the event of an auto collision. You are properly covered and within a budget means that you can afford.
Yeah. So what is your, do you have any specialty lines that you guys cover?
Dwelling policies are very popular with shelter insurance. In other words, those rental properties that you might own. Very, very affordable rates for those, and I tend to be able to help those landlords in quite a bit. But like I said, my passion in this is really that life insurance avenue, because I feel it's probably the most neglected insurance policy that someone might have in their insurance portfolio. Yet it's absolutely the most important because of that, being able to carry on your family, being able to carry on in the event that you weren't here.
Now, let's say somebody's got insurance at work. They've got $100,000 worth of coverage at work. Doesn't cost them anything. Mm-hmm. Is that enough?
Those are great. And I always encourage people to take all the benefits that you can. And those are great. But is it enough is the good question there, Wayne. That's probably the most important question. And that's why we need to do that life analysis, those loans, that income replacement. For how many years do we want to replace that income? Because that $100,000 probably would barely scratch the surface of what maybe the need might be there. If we have a $300,000 mortgage, I mean, that might be a little high, but still, we need to have a life insurance to be able to take care of that need. Because your spouse, you're going to be losing your income in the event that you weren't here. So the income replacement, the loans, to be able to take care of it. And, of course, the continuing education possibly of your children.
Right. Right. Yeah, I feel like in the last 20 years that $100,000, which is probably an average for most companies that they give their employees $100,000 or three times their pay or something like that, or a survivor, the spouse gets $100,000. Mm-hmm. In the last 20 years, I don't think that number's changed much at all. I don't think it's gone up at all. It used to be $100,000. And actually, I know from personal experiences, it hasn't changed.
Actually, I think it has changed, because most people that I talk to, Wayne, that number is actually from $100,000 down to $10,000.
Oh, it's going down.
That wouldn't even cover your final expenses.
Oh, my goodness.
The average burial cost is about $25,000 today, you know, funeral and burial costs. So in most people that I talk to. Now, of course, through your employer, sometimes you have that opportunity to purchase more life insurance. And like I said, I always encourage people to do that, because that group life insurance is very inexpensive. But the question becomes, you're right, is it enough? Because yeah. There's limits on how much you can get for that in that group life insurance policy.
Right, right. Yeah. And yeah, we've maxed that out. But I was thinking, you know, when I had insurance group coverage like that, it was still the same $100,000. And today it's just still $100,000. I'm like, that's barely,
hardly.
If you're if you're an up and coming working family, that's just, it's not enough.
No, not enough.
So what can you do for somebody that's in that situation, that they've got group coverage and, you know, they've got two car loans, they've got a mortgage, they've got kids, they've got, you know, they got a lot of stuff to protect, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. for their mm-hmm. loved ones.
And exactly. And that's why that life analysis with the person, going over their needs, is so critical and important. Not just to toss a number pie in the sky number, but come up with a number, okay? Let's take that mortgage and those auto loans. And the important thing to think about those is those are what we call temporary. You're paying on those every month. Those are going down, 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 down.
Right.
So what we need to be able to cover something like that is what we would call a term policy. In other words, it's a set policy. It's not gaining interest for you, but it's there in the event of. And we may set that for a 30-year mortgage, and we're just starting out that mortgage. Let's do a 30-year term for, say, the term of that. Because that's the cheapest form of insurance, really, the least expensive. Nothing's cheap, but the least expensive insurance that you could probably look at would be a term policy for those items that are going down as you're aging.
Right, right. So if I'm taking out a mortgage, I'm buying a house, and the bank says, here, we can cover this mortgage 100% in the event of your death if you just buy this insurance from the bank. Good idea? Bad idea? Maybe a...
Shop it, because you never know. Sometimes life insurance can be called mortgage insurance. Sometimes it can be called gap insurance, because we're insuring an auto loan for a certain period of time there. So I would definitely shop it, because it could, if you're buying it from the mortgage company or from the bank, it could be too much.
They're getting it somewhere else too, right?
Exactly.
They're not handling it.
Exactly.
There's somebody's always got their finger in the pie somewhere.
Yeah. That's why I always include that. Talk to a personal agent, okay? Talk to somebody who knows how to look at your needs and be able to structure something that's going to work for your family and your budget.
So if somebody does want to talk to you about their life insurance or about their coverage, how can they get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can text me. You can go to our webpage and schedule an appointment, BrickFowlerTeam.com. You could call us. Our area code 812-244-1120. And we're more than happy. I work with my wife in this business. We're a husband and wife team.
All right.
And we love that aspect about our agency, is that we tend to be very family-oriented, because we're family people. We're a husband and wife.
True.
We've raised
true.
A family. So, we always try to make ourselves available to customers.
All right. And so that's RickFowlerTeam.com. And whether you're in Indiana, Illinois, or Ohio?
Yes, exactly.
You get your coverage?
Yeah. Yes, uh-huh. I'm licensed in all three states, yeah.
Okay. All righty. And on a side note, or on our final note, as we do with every podcast here for the Small Business Network, what is your favorite movie soundtrack album?
Wow.
That changes all the time for me. It's like,
and it might change for how old one might be. Because I think back to I was born and raised back in the 70s, so I'm thinking Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever.
In the disco age. Wow. That's where I met my wife, was in a disco.
No way.
We were having a lot of fun back in those days, but loved the music back in those days too. So I would say Saturday Night Fever.
That was just on TV. I was cruising through the other day, and it's like, oh. You know, I've only seen that like twice in my whole life. I should go back and watch that again.
Gosh, I think I'm at probably up double digits on that one, maybe.
John Travolta, for sure.
Yes.
All right, Rick, RickFowlerTeam.com. Thanks for coming up.
Thank you, Wayne.
The Hoosier Talk podcast is sponsored by Wabash Media. We create websites that work for you. WabashMedia.com.
Thanks for listening. This has been the HoosierTalk.com Small Business Podcast. If you have a small business or are an entrepreneur in Indiana and want to be on the show, just send an email to Wayne@HoosierTalk.com. Jump on our social pages or go to HoosierTalk.com.